The Lebanese army finds Takfiri tunnels in Sidon. The tunnels connect several buildings controlled by supporters of Takfiri cleric Sheikh Ahmed al-Asir. This comes as the Lebanese troops are also going ahead with their mop-up operation following fierce clashes with the armed followers of Sheikh Asir. The army is reported to be in full control of the city, and the troops have seized control of the radical cleric space.
The area in Abra is too big to be under the control of just one person. It's a regional and international network linked to the war on Syria. I don't think the discovery will cut the network's link just yet.
The Lebanese troops have also seized rocket launchers, machine guns, and military uniforms inside the base. They're still searching for the radical cleric who's a staunch supporter of Takfiri insurgents fighting in the Syrian government. Some analysts say the battle has been a major blow to the Takfiris. Others have a different idea.
There are many Salafist groups in Lebanon, so the problem will not go away overnight. It might be the end of Asir in Sidon, but there are still many other extremist groups. They are hell-bent on imposing their will on others, especially in the north.
Lebanon's army has pledged to fight until it finishes with the radical cleric. He is believed to have hundreds of armed supporters in Sidon involved in the fighting.
Experts say although Salafist groups have put in a lot of energy and money into fueling the Shia-Sunni strife in Lebanon, whether or not they manage to pursue with their ambitious plan remains to be unseen. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Sidon, South Lebanon.